on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live and in living color coming to you from the Apex Center. How cool is this?
UFC Las Vegas.
All right, so I have a full disclosure.
Okay.
I'm kind of known as the guy that does everything off the whim, not a whole lot of research. I have spent the last day and a half practicing, and I know I'm going to butcher this. I already know it. Let's welcome to the show Kennedy and Zouk Yuku.
Is it Yuku?
I was close.
Yeah, it's close.
You know, for 48 hours of practice, I was pretty close.
We've had people do worse.
Well, that makes me feel
better. I heard Suzuki, Chichuki. I'm not even Japanese. What's going on?
That's a good idea. We ought to get him a Suzuki sponsorship.
There you go.
And then it would work in. Kennedy, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How's your family?
Awesome.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. When I did my little bit of research, I saw about your mom and about your brother. My daughter is about to get her master's in, and she wanted me to tell you this, in applied behavior analysts with an emphasis in autism.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
You know, it kind of ties and ties in with everything that you've been going through. This is not your first fight week. No. What's it like for you?
Well, with the learning on the job right now, you know, this is like my seventh fight. So the experience is starting to kick in. So I'm enjoying it more. Usually it's more nerves, but now it's kind of home right now.
How do you get through this week? Is it kind of like Rocky Balboa and you're going to put the picture on the window and there is no tomorrow? Or do you try not to think about Saturday?
I just try to enjoy it. Stay, live in the moment, you know, having my big brother here, you know, looking after me, taking care of me, watching me, you know, helping me through because he's been there. And it's awesome, you know. Makes me feel at home, you know. I just feel ready for March 5th.
Very, very cool. So the little bit of research I did, I saw that in 2015, your mom took you to an MMA gym.
Actually, yeah, I went there with her.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, and you'll see why on the follow-up, did you know you were going to an MMA gym?
Yeah, I was Googling a couple of MMA gyms. That's when I first started.
The reason that I asked that, my other co-host plays for the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. His name is Caleb Beninat, also from Nigeria. And when he moved to Katy, Texas, he said to his mom at a very young age, "Mom, I want to meet, you know, the kids in the neighborhood. Sign me up for football." So she signed him up for football. The coach calls and says, "You need shoulder pads and chin pads and knee pads." And they're like, "What for? We signed him up for football," thinking soccer, and signed him up for football. And now he plays in the NFL. So I understand that you have a soccer background as well.
Yes. Yeah, soccer. I played soccer growing up in Nigeria. That's the major sport over there. I mean, now basketball is starting to like spread even more. So, but I never played basketball, just soccer and running. That's pretty much it.
See, I was hoping that there'd be another one of those similar stories that, you know, you knew you were going to an MMA gym, but it was water polo, you know, or something different, you know, and you didn't expect that.
What about the MMA scene now? I mean, with Usman and Francis and you, like, what kind of impact are you guys making on the next generation of kids coming up?
Yeah, I think he's definitely making a huge impact as far as, you know, kids in Nigeria are watching this. They're tuning in now, watching it and seeing the people from there, just like them, growing up just like them from the same background. I think it's more motivating for them to, like, feel that they could accomplish that too.
Take that one step further. You know, as Americans, you know, we see these gyms. We see it all the time. How different is it back home?
Yeah, it's way different. I mean, so it's not as bad as people think, you know. Certain parts are bad, but like, yeah, where I grew up was not, you know, it was more poverty stricken, you know. I grew up in the village, and it was tough, you know, back home. There's not really constant electricity and water supply and stuff like that. But I mean, that made me who I am as far as the resilience and being able to push forward despite any obstacles I'm facing, you know. But it was fun growing back home because there's several different unique things as far as eating natural food, natural meats, you know, and all this stuff plays a role, you know, as far as health, you know. And I enjoyed that There's so much stories I could tell you right now, but I don't think I'll have enough time to tell you.
What is something that you might miss or something that you can't get here? I know you've been here a long time now.
Yeah.
But, you know, is there something, and is there a way, is there family back home that sends it to you?
There's several things I can't get.
Or do we need to send Usman to go get you a package?
Man, there's several things I can't get here. You know, as far as the culture is different when it comes to respect, you know, obeying people, being in order, being compliant to your elders. When it comes to the cooking, the food, certain spices and certain varieties of food can be found here, you know. And there's the culture, man, is just different. It's just, I can't really put it into words. So you have to really immerse yourself in that environment in order to see what I'm saying.
Sure.
Yeah, but the culture is awesome, you know.
What's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you or involving you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight? Craziest thing. There's not really too much things that I didn't expect, you know, especially probably when I got kicked in the groin, you know. Yeah, that's painful. Yeah, that was painful.
That may not be funny.
Yeah.
You know, one of the ones that always sticks to me, and I don't remember what fighter said it, he was fighting Dennis Seaver, who's from Germany, and in the middle of the fight, the corner's talking German. And he said that he kind of blacked out and he was watching, what was it?
The movie Inglourious Bastards.
Watching the movie in the back of his brain in the middle of a fist fight.
Yeah, that's funny. That's definitely funny.
So nothing strange.
But did he understand?
No, he didn't understand what was being said in the corner. Okay. He just, you know, he kind of reverted to that.
Gotcha.
Do you collect anything, whether it's, you know, your fight gear, trading cards now that Panini is involved in the trading card company, posters, you know, what's
Yeah, I keep my fight gear, you know. I don't think I have any posters. I can't remember where I kept them, if I do have them. But I have my fight gear, you know. I try to keep them, especially when I'm going to do like charity work. I definitely want to give it out to a couple of the kids that are underprivileged and that don't really have that support. I definitely want to use that to help support.
What's some of the charity companies or organizations that you work with?
So I haven't worked with any yet, but I've been looking into them. You know, several of I've been looking at in the past like month or two. So I can't remember their names, but it's definitely on my file at home. So that's definitely the ones I'm going to want to work with when I get back.
I'll stay in touch with you. I have a lot. I go back, I hate to say this, with all you young people in front of me, UFC 1.
Okay.
So I've been involved with the UFC since day one. Nice. So I have some stuff, you know, I can get to you and, you know, help you help raise some funds. But the reason that we're talking Saturday, UFC 272, tell me, do you know anything about your opponent? And does it even matter about your opponent?
Yeah, I mean, it does matter, you know, as far as the what he brings to the table. He's a tough guy, you know, from Romania. Stand-up guy, you know. And I just feel like I will get my hand raised. So I just got to be able to, like, impose my will and bring everything we've studied in, on the tape and everything we've done on the drawing board back home in our gym. Just have to be able to transition that in the fight.
I think Mike Tyson made that comment, you know, everybody has a game plan until you get punched in the face. And that's why, you know, I never talk game plans for that exact reason, just like the radio show. Mm-hmm. You know, people will say, like, what are your first 10 questions? I don't know how you're going to answer the first one.
Yeah.
So did you kind of go into a fight like that?
As
like,
it goes.
Yeah. I know what I need to do, but things just kind of change.
Yeah, when it does change, it's good to make to adapt, you know, make changes as it come, you know, because sometimes the game plan might not go as according as you planned. So when it does change, you have to be able to change too, you know. That's why we're fighters, you know.
What can the fans expect to see Saturday night when you're back in the octagon?
The fans should expect to see an awesome fight, you know. I plan on bringing my A game to the fight, and I've been focusing totally on the mental aspect and as far as the physical aspect of it, because I know physically I'm very blessed, but it takes a lot of experience to be able to, like, transition, you know. That's why you see all these the older fighters, the fighters that have been fighting for quite a while, they do so well, no matter the stress that's being contributed at the moment. But the experience plays a huge role when it comes to this fight game.
Enjoy the week. Enjoy the process. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
We want to send you out a care package from 8-Man Strong. It'll be some gear. I'll get both of your sizes, as well as a box from Odd Sock Official. These are some of the socks.
Thank you so
much. So feel
free
to take one now, and then they're going to send you a box as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we will continue from the UFC Apex Center.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Friday, March 11th, two of MMA's biggest names battle it out in Eagle FC 46. Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee faces Diego Nightmare Sanchez in a fight everyone will be talking about. And guess who's back? Check out the Taz Mexican Devil Ray Borg as he returns to the cage. It's a big night you don't want to miss. The EFC heavyweight title on the line as Rizvan Kuniev takes on Anthony Hamilton. Eagle FC 46, Friday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Watch live and free. Don't wait. Sign up today at EagleFC.com.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Greg Nettles from the New York Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Apex Center.
Yes.
Get ready for Saturday night, UFC 272, and I want to welcome back and like to welcome back. He's been on the show a few times, but the first time we've met face-to-face.
Yes, sir.
Greg Hardy, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me again.
We appreciate your time. And I hate to always, you know, correlate it back to football, but, you know, I cover the Bucs and all that kind of stuff. And I'm curious, you know, in football you have up to 7 days after a win or a loss to get back out on the field. Sometimes it's three if you play on Thursday. The fight game's so totally different. You know, your fight could have been, I didn't even look, 6 months, 8 months, 2 weeks. But it's a long time. How do you deal with that?
Staying focused, man. You know, sometimes I use it to my advantage. You know, after a fight, we come back, we're back in the gym. Everybody's like, what are you doing here? And it's just like, hey, man, it's Monday practice. Come in for stretch, get your eyes, whoop, whoop, whoop. So it's good for then. But for the most part, man, just taking that time to recover is a blessing. You know, taking the time to recover, reevaluate. Because I'm used to game plan on Monday, new game plan next Monday. Game plan on Monday, new game plan on Thursday. Like Tom Brady, right. Drew Brees, Brett Favre, you know, just sure. Crazy names, figuring out new opponents instantly. And now I have the time to just sit back, watch them film, come up with a game plan and attack, man. It's amazing.
So would it be better if the NFL changed to one game every 4.5 months?
No.
Right?
As an advocate for those games, I hope not. Please.
Sure. No, for sure. What's fight week like for you?
For me, believe it or not, man, it's mostly just weight cutting. Hanging out with dope people like yourselves and losing weight.
Well, how do you do that? Because as an old fat guy that can't lose weight, you know, tell me. Well, I know. Stop eating. I know.
Walking the strip today, you lost 5 or 6 pounds.
Yeah.
Out here is crazy. You lose a lot of weight out here, man. So that's a part of what I do. You know, just keeping active out here, staying in the sun, doing some jogs, jump rope, and stuff like that. But for the most part, man, you definitely wouldn't want to do it my way. I lose about 10, 20 pounds on the way to Vegas, and then when I get here, 6 pounds walking around, moving around, and then I'm cutting like 30 pounds.
when fight week comes, I know you guys normally get here on Tuesday, and I just asked Kennedy the same thing. Is it like you put your opponent's picture on the mirror like Rocky Balboa and there is no tomorrow and you can't wait till Sunday or Saturday? Or do you try not to even focus on it and you'll worry about Saturday when it gets here?
I don't even focus on it, man. You know, I really don't get into that zone until Friday night maybe, rehydrated, thinking about the game plan, and then I'm just like, oh, crap, I wish it was Saturday. I wish it was Saturday, like right now. And then that's when the Prince of War or the Kraken takes over. Right. And then I'm in the mode. But before that, man, it's literally just weight cut, happiness, interviews, happy to be here, you know, because that's the part people, I feel like, miss out on, man. Like, you really got to be happy to be here. This is an amazing production.
Sure. Well, take it back, and it's funny. This is the first time I've been in the Apex like this. I'm used to Sahara. I don't know if you ever had to go over to
Sahara.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go over there, but I've heard about it.
It's crazy, and now the building here, the building across the street, how far MMA and the UFC has come.
That's amazing,
for sure.
Man.
I'm curious, do you keep like all of your equipment, all your fight stuff, and what is there something out there in the world that you would like to acquire? It doesn't have to be MMA related.
Oh, sweet. I don't keep it all. You know, I do enjoy it, like take pictures and give it to my family and stuff like that. But and what I don't keep from memorabilia, I like to give out to people in the community. Try to give some stuff to our guy over there in Ecuador. You know, my boy Michael Saltos is from over there, and I love those guys. So we always try to get back, make sure those guys got some cool stuff from the UFC. Big fans all over the world. Why not? And sure.
Is there one piece of something, anything, if you could acquire one thing, what would that be?
A basketball signed by Shaq.
Oh,
forget that.
All right, I can acquire that.
That's all I want.
You know, and it's funny, I ask athletes this all the time, and there was one former Buccaneer, Leonard Wester, didn't want anything. And I'm like, no, Leonard, you have to play the game. You know, pick something. Now, he has since retired from the NFL, and he's going through the ministry, so his item doesn't surprise me, but he's the first one to ever say, Jesus Christ sandals. I'm like, wow, okay,
man,
that's all there. To me that's the greatest answer of all time.
I'm glad you said that, but after I've said
right. Because I
can't beat that.
I can probably acquire the Shaq ball. I don't know if you would have said Christ sandals.
Well, no, hey, listen, I'm a big guy, man. You know, I've been a big guy my whole life, so Shaq's kind of like the role model for big dudes.
Sure.
You know, he's a great dude. He's always helping people. He's dominant. Sport. He trash talks, but he's having fun. Like, he's just that dude for big guys.
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. Have you ever been in his house?
I have not been in his house. I wrestled with him one time. We did some jiu-jitsu together, but other than that, no.
The UFC had a media day in his house.
Dang.
This was, I don't know.
Is that big?
Do you remember how long ago it was?
Shaq.
It was a couple
years. Yes,
it was that day. It was that day.
That makes sense.
The press conference, full-length basketball court.
That's got to be so cool.
And I believe Cowboy Cerrone was doing backflips off the roof of his house into the pool.
So yeah, I got to get on that next card. Then we go to his house.
Yeah,
that sounds crazy.
So I know you've worked with Dean, or some people say Din incorrectly, and Rashad. What's it like? You know, when it's work time, it's work time. But I know both those guys. You know, what's it like fun wise with those two guys?
Man, Dean Thomas is the funniest dude I've ever met. Like, and it never stops. You know, when you meet one of those guys that's just actually genuinely happy to be in life and is moving forward with an enthusiastic, excited, you know, and you know him. So
sure.
It's just, it's fun to be around that guy. And it never stops. You know, it's hard to be mad about practice. It's hard to be mad about getting hit in the face. Because, like, what are you going to say? He's been hit in the face before, and he's still here happy, telling funnier jokes than you've ever told in your life. So.
I would still be mad if he was punching in the face. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. No, but yeah, he's a solid dude, man, and I love his Dana White skits, so those never get old.
The very first time I met Dean was at Buccaneer training camp in Orlando.
Oh, really?
So Dean drove over to do the show. We were doing it from the hotel, and you know, he comes for a 15-minute segment. It was on for 2 hours.
Can't stop it.
We couldn't get him to leave, and he didn't want to leave, and we didn't want him to leave. But you know, we had to talk a little football
because
we're at training camp. I love the guy. He's like one of my brothers. Thoughts on your opponent? Let's talk a little bit about Saturday night.
Oh, man, Saturday night's going to be amazing, dude. We got a guy that's game. He's fast. He's a wrestler. He's a striker. I think it's going to be one of those G Hardy classic fights, man, where he might actually meet me in there to bang a little bit.
Which is hopefully. One of your fights. You
know? Hopefully. Hopefully.
Which is what you look for. What do you look for, you know, when the phone rings? When it probably isn't you, it's management or whatever. What are you looking for? Is it a name? Is it matchup? Is it the location? See, to be honest, and I'm going to get in trouble with PR here, I look at where the UFC is for lunch. You know?
I just changed my whole plan. I just changed my whole game plan.
Exactly.
Genius.
Well, it's like, yeah, that city is good, but where can I have a great meal? Vegas, okay, I'll
how's
go.
The food there?
Exactly. Well, that's me because I can. You know, what do you look for when the phone rings?
You know, for me, man, I don't care where it is. I don't care when it is. I don't care who it is. I just mostly care if they're game. I hate those opponents that, you know, they're going to talk trash, they're going to come out, and then they walk in, they get locked in the cage with an actual savage, and I can tell, they look at me and they're scared.
Yes.
I hate it. You know, we're going to pity-pat, we're not, like, because I'm here to entertain the fans, man. Like, I have fans and I love them. I've loved them my whole life. They love me back. Right. So it's an interaction. Like, we got to give them something, you know? And if I don't have that, man, I just, my whole spirit goes down.
So great. My thing is this: you came from the gridiron.
Yes, sir. Right?
But this is your 13th pro fight, 3 amateur fights. Like, do people now recognize you as Greg Hardy, the UFC star, the fighter, or is it still football? And does it matter to you which identity people know you from?
It hurts my heart when they come and tell me that I'm a football. Like, oh, you're the football player, and I was like, I'm excited that I have fans and that they're cool and they want to know about my football career, but I'm hurt inside, man. I'm like, I'm a fighter.
Well, then let's.
I'm a fighter too. I am a fighter. I'm a real boy.
Let's start with, let's change the photo on your Wikipedia.
Yeah. How do you even do that? Yeah. Oh, see, I need a computer genius like you.
Well, I'm not a genius, but I can get it done. I can get it done for you because I jumped on it. I do like 30 seconds of research. We've talked enough. I didn't even do that much.
Yes, sir.
And that's the first thing I saw. I'm like, man, still got the football photo. We gotta now further down there is a UFC photo, but yeah. We need them both up there. We need that.
I feel like
you got to work out a trade with UFC and get a blue check mark for you.
There you go.
And you change the photo for Greg, and everybody wins.
There you go.
That blue check mark gives
you. Send me a message, and I will go off on them all day until they give it to you. What's up?
Oh, that's the last thing I want.
Let's do it.
We're gonna go to war. Go
the Prince of War is the best guy to have in your corner. That's all I'm saying.
All day.
It's a genius idea.
Going to war with that guy.
If I'm going to war, you're right.
You guys are my new idea, guys, man.
What's up? What's the biggest change since day one when you became a fighter to right now when you sat down in the seat?
Maturity. You know, I had a lot to learn coming in, but I was very, very immature just with the process coming in, dealing with the week of circus that you have to go through before you have to go through one day of complete hell and torture to make weight. To just get to the show.
Right.
And now, you know, I'm just flowing through it, having a good time, enjoying weight cuts a part of the day. It's like putting your pads on. Like, it sucks, it's hot, but don't really, after a couple of times, you don't really feel it, man. You're locked in. It doesn't really matter.
That's it. We do a fight in shoulder pads.
Cool. What is weird?
You don't want to do that.
I'm not. Yeah, no,
I don't think that's a good idea for anybody with me and shoulder pads.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do that.
That's cracking territory. You don't want that guy back. He's very dangerous.
That's true. How difficult is it for you Saturday, whatever time, 7:30, 8 o'clock, Eastern, Pacific, whatever, for that switch to flip? I mean, again, we've had you on a few times.
Yeah.
Awesome guy. You're sitting here laughing, having a good time, but I know it flips. I mean, is it something where you have to force that, or you know it's go time and let's switch it?
You just ease into it. You know, you lean into that belief and that faith that you have in yourself through practice and doing the right thing for so long. And when it's time, man, you know, you jump in the car and turn off all those, I wouldn't say happy thoughts, but those thoughts of, you know, my kid, those thoughts of everything else, and all I can see is him. And then it just kind of transforms from there.
And that's go time.
That's awesome.
What can the fans expect Saturday night when you're back in the octagon?
Oh, man, it's going to be fireworks. Like, I'm excited to get back in there on this one just because I didn't get a chance to give y'all a little something, you know, a little something to Greg Hardy like I always do. It got ended pretty quickly on the reverse side,
sure,
which is crazy. But I want to give you something, you know. And I think I owe you double time now. So I'm going to show you a little more. and then give you a little extra.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait, Greg. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're going to again send you another care package from 8 Man Strong.
I appreciate that.
As well as a care package from Odd Sock Official. We brought you a couple, so look through, pick one out, and enjoy
six
this.
Six socks.
And both of you get a pair. I have a pet peeve I'll tell you off the air. I want to thank you for your time. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Apex Center here in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Friday, March 11th, two of MMA's biggest names battle it out in Eagle FC 46. Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee faces Diego Nightmare Sanchez in a fight everyone will be talking about. And guess who's back? Check out the Taz Mexican Devil Ray Borg as he returns to the cage. It's a big night you don't want to miss. The EFC heavyweight title on the line as Rizvan Kuniev takes on Anthony Hamilton. Eagle FC 46, Friday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Watch live and free. Don't wait. Sign up today at EagleFC.com.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to a 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live FC Apex Center in Las Vegas.
What an amazing facility this is, Randy. State of the art.
You have no idea. Like I just said to Greg, you have no idea, because I was at the old facility. I was at the old building. And it was still nice, but it's not this.
So if you were so do all the UFC fighters get access to this? Yes. Like year round, anytime? So why wouldn't everyone live here and take advantage of this opportunity?
I think that's why a lot have.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's still about hopefully our connection is still okay. You know, it's still about, you know, living at home and, you know, doing the things that you do at home and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's
easy to make your life in Vegas if this is part of your benefit package of being an employee of a UFC, right?
Well, and again, it is your life.
Because you're training and the quality training. But South Florida has a stranglehold on, like, quality gyms. I mean, like Sanford MMA and, I mean, Top Team. And, I mean, so many great champions come out of South Florida. But you would think that most of them will come out of this area.
A lot do, and a lot have moved here, you know, and for that reason. And that's why it's set up, and that's why I believe the UFC did this. They want them here. They want them to be able to take advantage of this, because you as a better fighter makes the UFC a better product.
Sure, of course. And the recovery is the biggest thing, right? I mean, that's the biggest advantage, I think, from this place is the technology and the recovery.
to, you know, be able to fight more frequently, more often.
I just want to eat more often.
Well, they can help you with that, probably.
I would really like to do that. I really would like to eat as much as humanly possible.
Well, I mean, we're going to test that out this afternoon. We're going to go and...
Tonight.
Yeah. Saving the appetite.
There's a bet. Well, we'll get to that bet shortly.
What bet?
No, we'll get to a bet later.
Okay.
Right now, you know, we went talking UFC the UFC Apex Center to... I'm stunned. I'm shocked. I can't wait to do this. Let's welcome to the program a legend from the Oak Ridge Boys. Let's welcome Richard Sturban. Richard, how are you?
Randy, I am doing fine, and it's certainly a pleasure for me to talk to you today and your fine listeners out there.
The thing that I was anticipating the most, I've heard you sing. I don't know if I've ever heard you talk, and that's what I was waiting to hear. I was just waiting to hear your voice.
Well, you know, I jokingly tell people, you know, quite often people comment on my voice, and I jokingly tell people that if it was not for this voice, I would have to get a real job. I would have to work for a living. And so I'm thankful I have this voice.
how true that is. So tomorrow you're back out at the Strawberry Festival in Plant City. How different is it playing a festival or a fair than playing a large arena, if it's different at all?
Well, you know, we approach things pretty much the same, you know, regardless. We pride ourselves in the fact that we can handle several different kinds of venues, whether it's a performing arts center, whether it's a county fair, a state fair, or an event like the Strawberry Festival. We feel very at home there. I think we're coming close to a record for the act that has played there more than anyone else, you know, and we love playing there. It's become an annual event for us every year, and it feels very comfortable for us, and we look forward to it very much so. And I can speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys, and I can tell you we're looking forward to being there tomorrow, because we love playing the Strawberry Festival.
What's it like as you start another year, another tour? The anticipation of being back on the road, not only because of, you know, the pandemic and everything that we've been going through, but to get back on the road and to start a tour. What's that feeling like?
Well, you know, it is a great feeling. You mentioned the pandemic. What we love doing, taking our music live to our fans and to our audiences, you know, that was taken away from us for a while, and we were not very happy about that, you know. But now we're back working again. It feels so good. You know, people are coming out in large numbers. I think people want to get out. I think people are ready to hear live music again. Because live music, I think, is very healing in nature, you know, and we're honored to be able to do that again. Now, this year, we've got a full schedule of dates. We're going to play probably 150 days this year, and we are excited about that. About the chance to get back out there again. So I can speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys, and I can tell you, when we come to Plant City, we're going to do our best to make it a great time, because we love playing there. Hello?
Yeah, Randy, I think we lost you.
Hello?
Oh, hang on, we're going to get him back here in just a second. Here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. There, now you're back.
Okay, I think we're back. Richard, I'm sorry about that. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, we can hear you. I guess the UFC is using all of their internet to get ready for this fight on Saturday. So I'm curious.
Well,
like I
said, we're so happy to be back doing this again. You know, it was taken away from us, you know, during the pandemic, as you implied, you know, and we were not very happy about that, not being able to do what it is that we love doing. Now we're back doing it. We've got a full year of dates booked this year. You know, we're probably going to end up playing like 150 days this year, and we love that because it's what we enjoy doing, and it is just so wonderful to be out there working again.
So I'm curious, is there a set time period, like maybe after 10 years together or after 20 years together, that you no longer have to practice?
Well, you know, we still have to rehearse sometimes and practice. But you're right. You're pretty much right about that. You know, we know each other so well that we just kind of naturally fall into things, you know, and the harmonies come to us naturally because it's what we've done for so many years. This foursome now has been together for just about 50 years, and that's pretty mind-boggling. It really is. So we know each other very well. Believe me, we do. We've become the very best of friends over the years. Each guy in our group is different, you know, and each guy brings something different to the table. But we, you know, we learned to accept those differences a long time ago, and I think we realize we need each other. We pull together as a team, and we're a true brotherhood. You know, and that's part. I think that's a big one of the reasons for our longevity. You know, because we actually like each other. We're friends. We travel in the same bus together. So that you don't, always don't see that in our business.
Yeah, you don't see that at all. I'm really surprised at that.
Hey, Rich, obviously we're a sports talk radio. I know you were owner or part owner of the National Sound Minor League Baseball team in Nashville. And there's talks of Tampa Bay being relocated to Nashville to make a MLB team there. And do you think the community there will embrace Major League Baseball? And would you have any interest in being a part of that?
Well, the answer to all your questions are yes. I would be interested. I don't know. I'll be very honest with you. You know, owning a minor league baseball team is different than owning a Major League Baseball team in this day and age. The numbers are so much bigger. And I don't know that it's in my league right now, to be very honest with you. But, you know, I hope someday we can get a team here. You know, I am actually no longer an owner of the Nashville Sounds. You know, we have an ownership group that came in and bought us out. But they still allow me to act like I own part of the place. I can still go to batting practice and hang out with the players and that sort of thing. And also, I have become a huge Vanderbilt baseball fan. We have a great college baseball team here in Nashville. And in fact, I was there last night watching Vandy play. Tim Corbin has done such a great job. So I'm really into college baseball as well.
Vanderbilt, I believe David Price, former Cy Young Award winner with the Rays. So I ask fighters a lot of time, Richard, you know, the strangest place that they're asked for an autograph or the strangest place they've ever been asked for a photo. So I'm going to ask you, what's the strangest place that somebody's asked you to say the Oompa Mau Mau?
Well, I'm going to have to say this. This happened a long time ago when I was much younger. But I had a young lady come up and want me to sign a particular part of her anatomy. And I won't go into details there. I think it's best to leave that alone.
I did a couple minutes of research last night. I tried to do everything just, you know, off the cuff and just have a conversation. And I saw the video of you guys singing Elvira with Home Free, who are also performing at the Strawberry Festival. What was that experience like?
Well, you know, that was a great experience. They're young kids and compared to us, certainly. And they're doing a great job. And you know, they have actually given us credit for inspiring them to want to do what it is that they do. And that's a real compliment. It really is. And they recorded Elvira a few years ago, and they asked us if we'd be willing to sing on the record with them. And we said, of course, we would be glad to do it. And I remember going to the studio that day, just, you know, the old guys hanging out with the young guys, and we had a lot of fun. They're great kids. And then a few weeks later, they decided to shoot a video for that as well. And they called us again and asked us if we would be willing to be on the video. And we said, once again, we'd be sure would be glad to do it. And once again, we hung out with them, shot a video all day, and we had a lot of fun. They're great kids. They're a real credit to our business. I really admire their young bass singer that is my counterpart, if I could put it that way. He does a great job for a young guy, and hope we can get a chance to see them while we're there.
Very cool. You know, it's, you know, fighters that say something or, you know, musicians that say, you know, we're having fun, but you can't see that. You know, I've seen you before. I've seen YouTubes before. You know, I've seen on Hee Haws and all that stuff back in the day, and you can tell that you four are having a good time when you're on stage.
We love it. We really do. You know, you cannot do this for over 50 years without enjoying it. You know, it's pretty plain and simple right there, you know, and we love doing it. And we're so glad that we are back doing it. You know, we had an experience during the pandemic. You know, we're members of the Grand Ole Opry, as you probably know. And the Opry continued during the pandemic, but just for TV only. And there was no audience. And I remember walking out on the stage with no audience. And that was really kind of a strange feeling. And I think we realized doing those opera shows with no audience that an audience is very, very important to a show. Now we're seeing crowds in big numbers, and it feels so good. And I anticipate some of the same, you know, tomorrow, you know, in Plant City.
And I was just going to say that I'm sure you will have a packed house at the Strawberry Festival in Plant City tomorrow. Richard, thank you very much for your time. I think we got your address. We're going to send you a care package of 8-Man Strong, well, as well as a full box of really cool socks. Yes, sir.
You know, when you promote the fact that we're coming to town, you help us. And we certainly, certainly appreciate it. We do not take that lightly. So thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you for your time, sir. True living legend, and you know my thoughts on that word legend.
It's true.
You know, I don't like it because it is overused, and it takes away, you know, from real legends. And the Oak Ridge Boys are legends. It is unbelievable. And I wanted to bring it up. I didn't want to monopolize on his time. But Richard is also on the Philadelphia Music Alliance Walk of Fame. And being a Philadelphian, I thought that was pretty cool.
Still going back to claiming you're from Philly, eh?
Well, and hopefully that walk is somewhere close to a cheesesteak facility. So I could go do both at the same time. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Apex Center here in Las Vegas, Nevada, as we get ready for UFC 272. It's a big one. Colby Covington against, do they call him Street Jesus too?
Jorge Masvidal. Maybe we get a pair of his sandals while he's here. Well, yeah. Looks like they're sponsored by the Rock.
But you would have to write on it, Street Jesus. You know, also Street Jesus is part of the Tenors of Rock.
Oh, really?
You're in for something, and we'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio.
It'll fire up. My heart's on fire. It'll fire up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Elvira.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't know how it goes. Boom, boom, boom.
And he didn't really answer the one question, you know, because I tried to bring it in so he would understand that I was saying I wanted to know the strangest place somebody asked him to do the
But not like the not exact body part.
Yeah.
But like the strangest place, like location geographically. So, but yeah, I mean, Oak Ridge Boys are legends. I mean, one of those bands that go back forever and ever and ever.
Even before that. So
they were backup for Elvis, right?
Well, no, they were not. Richard was.
Right. Oh, yeah, Richard
was. But I really didn't want to. You know, and I even wrote that down, you know, that I hate asking questions that everybody knows about.
Sure.
But it's Elvis.
But I brought up the baseball thing because I want to see what kind of, you know, there's a sports talk show. And have you heard that the Rays have interest in maybe going to Nashville?
Well, seeing that there's no such thing as the Rays right now.
What do you mean there's no such thing?
They're locked out.
I'm just saying.
There's no baseball.
But do you think that that's a good city for baseball? Do you think the Rays would have a fan base there? Do you think Nashville would support a major league team?
I think anybody would.
Really? Because you know, we don't.
I think Nashville, Nashville is like Vegas.
Okay.
Okay. That I've always said that when the Raiders were talking about moving here, and the Oakland A's are talking about moving to Vegas as well, that Las Vegas is a fantastic city to have pro sports.
Because of tourism.
Because of tourism.
And everybody's from everywhere. And corporate sponsorships and events, and they send their staffs out for a getaway or sales meetings.
Well, right. Now, you're going to have your local fans.
Right.
You know, like I was walking around last night after I got dumped for dinner.
Right. Yeah. I stood up.
So I'm standing them up later today to count on that. You know, obviously you see a lot of Las Vegas Knight fans.
Sure.
But if you're a fan of any of the other hockey teams, a lot of fans, not all, but a lot, hit the road. I'm going to go do a road trip.
Right.
Look how many fans follow the Bucks.
Sure.
I'm already scheduling myself to go to Germany.
Right.
When the Bucks go play in Germany. Because I pick three or four. It goes back to what I said to, I think it was Greg Hardy or Kennedy. I don't remember which one I said it to. I pick what UFCs that I'm going to go cover.
Yeah, based on location.
Location, food, the card.
Sure.
Food, hotel costs.
Food.
Food, how close food is. And then there's food and food.
Now, do you think that the Raiders, like if they would have left the logo in Oakland and started with a brand new logo, like, you know, the Golden Knights was a brand new image, a brand new logo, a brand new team. Do you like that they brought in an old historic team from another area to this city? Because I would want to start over, like a fresh start. Like, hey, this
No.
Really?
Well, again, it depends on the team.
Because I see way more like Golden Knight swag and merchandise and support here than I do for Raiders so far.
The thing that I don't like about the Raiders gear, to be honest, it doesn't say Las Vegas Raiders.
Ah.
So they just took all the crap that was in Oakland.
Right.
And all the crap that was in L.A.
Because it was already printed, probably. Right. They wouldn't waste the merchandise.
Right. They didn't want to send it. You know, when they lose and they send all the losing gear, you know, to other countries.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to do that. That's an Al Davis thing. That's smart. Because now you're not wasting it.
Sure.
You can sell all that crap off.
Right.
But, like, I would buy a Las Vegas Raider. I've always been a Raider fan.
Because isn't Oakland always going to be Ricky Henderson's, like, neon gloves and, like, that swag comes from?
Are we talking Raiders or A's?
A's.
Okay.
But if they bring the A's to Las Vegas, it's not the same. Like, it doesn't have the same luster. I don't have the same feeling with the elephant on the ball and, like, the whole swag.
I agree with you. And
the
I know
Bass
that,
Brothers.
You know, that I've talked to a few, like at the Super Bowl on Radio Row. I think it was with Romanowski, you know, that he played in Oakland.
Yeah.
You know, now is it Oakland? Is it L.A.? Is it Las Vegas? Do you take over? The only ones that were different were the Cleveland Browns, when they're like, you're taking our team, but you're not taking our record, which to me is stupid because they're the Cleveland Browns. But they weren't the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns became the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
So
were the Colts in there, the Baltimore Colts?
Well, the Colts left already. The Colts left. And then when the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore, they said, we're just taking the team. We're not taking the name. We don't want any of your history. We're starting afresh.
Huh.
I don't know how you start fresh when you're taking the team.
Right.
It's the guys that played in Cleveland last year now playing in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But now it's different.
I think it should be a brand new name. I'll make a petition.
Me too. They should be called the Greg Hardys.
Everything should be Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
I love that guy.
Yeah, well.
And you know what? He's one of those guys that, like, there's a lot of pro athletes that have a dream of crossing over that want to come into this combat sport world, that want to make a splash.
And I wanted to ask him basically what you're about to say. They do. They want to come in. My good friend Marcus Jones.
Yeah,
you know, stepped
baby.
Over at UFC 100. And next time Greg's on, I want to know, is it everything you expected? Or is it a whole lot more? It's one thing to get in fights on the street.
Sure.
You know, it's one thing to get in fights on football pads and helmets and stuff.
Right.
But it's another to get into a gym and fight Dean Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, now granted, Greg outweighs him by 4.5 Dean Thomas. Right. But, you know, it's still a little different.
But the point is, he's a real fighter. Like he's here. He's committed. And it wasn't just a flash in the pan. It wasn't just a fight or two and to test the water to say he did it, like a bucket list. Like he's
actually. Do you remember his interviews? Do you remember when he's
shot? Sure.
Do you remember some things he said?
I do.
And I remember asking him about the Apex and the fans and the lack of fans. And his comment was, if you're a fighter, we want fans. I love fans, but I don't need fans.
Sure.
You know, if you need fans to be a fighter, you're not a fighter.
He's got the right mindset. And I think his answer was a perfect. Maturity is the best way to describe his game and where he is now from where he started. I think his approach to the game, I think his approach to the fighting game, I think everything is truly what he said. And I think he's excited to watch. And I'm a Greg Hardy fan. And that's why I asked him about his identity, if it's important to him. Does it matter where people know you from? Does it matter if they think you are a football guy? Does it matter if they think you're the fighter? And you heard him. It hurts my heart that the first thing they say is, oh, you're the football guy who fights. Like, he's like, no, I'm a fighter. This is his 13th pro fight.
That's crazy. I remember the first one. I remembered the Dana White series when he fought. You know, and again, yeah, there's a past there. You know, and we can't not bring it up. But I like the guy.
Yeah.
But the past is the past, and that is still there.
Yeah.
It's never going to go away.
But at least it's not there like Cain Velasquez's past.
Wow. You know, I'm going to say some things that could get me in some serious trouble.
Are you going to say here? Because they're listening.
No, we're talking about the Cain Velasquez situation.
Yeah, I know.
How many people out there have said, if you touch my daughter, they will not be able to find your body parts?
Sure.
I've joked, my brother-in-law, Marine, ex-Marine, he can dismantle your body and they'll never find the parts.
Right.
But who's going to follow up on that? Who's going to follow through with that?
Very, very rare. Very rare. You end up dealing with the pain. You deal with the heartache, and you're a victim, and then the system doesn't give justice usually, and then the victim's family is the one that really suffer the most.
Hopefully the truth and the whole situation will come out.
Okay.
But you would have thought, you would have hoped that if part of this, if some of these rumors are true, that the legal system would have been involved in this, not relying on a 245-265-pound ex-MMA fighter.
Champion.
And I think he wore a mask, not when he shot the guy, but when he was in Mexico as a wrestler.
Yeah, I believe he did. He did wear a mask. He was COVID-safe way back when, like when he first started his wrestling career.
Well, that's like, you know, when one of my favorite interviews of all time, when Virgil Reynolds was on, and I know I've talked about this numerous times. So Virgil asked my co-host, Kate at the time, and said, let's see how well your host knows the American dream. How many world titles did I win? Just like, how many world titles did I win? And I said, is that counting or not counting the Midnight Rider? Because he won one wearing a mask.
Uh-huh.
He still wore, you know, the Dusty Rhodes getup,
right,
with the bionic elbow. And speaking of Dusty Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes' arch enemy in the squared circle just became a celebrity.
Yeah, he's a deputized deputy. Ric Flair, if you get pulled over in Tampa with the woo, 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 woo behind your car. Don't worry. It's just Ric Flair policing the roads, making sure you're safe.
It's just Ric
Flair. He was deputized in the Hillsborough County Sheriff, Chad Cronister. And you know, if you listen to this radio show, you know, if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may find yourself in one of his jails. And now we got the goat patrolling the streets. So all's well in Tampa
Bay.
You
didn't take pictures when I just thought of that.
I got a picture of Greg Hardy giving you a hug.
I wanted the picture of, so we brought some odd socks.
Yes.
Did you see everybody's face?
They love it.
The thing that, to me, that was even better than both, the first thing we talked about off the air, Greg Hardy saw those Stone Cold Steve Austin socks.
He did.
Which, just so you know, they were mine and I gave them to him. So I got to go down there and see some people and get a new one. But did you see Kennedy getting down to the opening of Knockout Radio?
Yeah.
He was jamming.
Well, because he's from Texas. He lives in Dallas. So, you know, the whole country twang thing you got going on in the intro, that resonates with those country folk.
Country folk.
Okay. Well, if you're in Texas, you're pretty much in the country.
I should have asked him about where's the best place to go eat. I think he's Dallas.
Yeah, well, they eat raw food and, like, you know, clean food.
We're going to eat raw food tonight.
There must be something to it because look at the genetic specimens that are coming out of Nigeria.
Massive.
I mean, but all of them, Francis and Ngannou and all,
Caleb,
all of them. Like, I mean, they're eating clean. They're
That's the key. I don't do that.
But you have to hunt your own food. So that's how you lose weight, Randy. You got to chase down like whatever you're going to eat. You got to chase it, catch it, kill it, clean it, cook it, eat it. And that's how you're going to lose weight.
I'm doing all that at Caesar's tonight. You know, we have a two-hour limit. A two-hour limit. We can only be there and eat for 2 hours.
Well,
I'm going to take Stone Cold home with me. That's Stone Cold crabs. That's what that is. And then, well, I said I was going to tell you now. I'll wait till we take this break. But kind of a cool afternoon and evening. And then I'm going to be solo for the rest of the week.
Yes.
So I'm going to show you. I'm not going to say I'm going to show you a good time because you're paying for it. Okay. So I'm not showing you anything.
Some of us have to work tomorrow, so I couldn't stay longer.
I'm going to go hopefully meet Halle Berry on Friday.
What?
Yeah. Bro. There's a.
Bro, I can miss work for that.
There's an event Friday back here at the Apex Center. Oh, it's a cocktail.
What?
Yeah.
Cocktails.
Now, I got yelled at by Adam Hunter because there was a black tie event. It was the Fighters Only Awards, and I went in blue jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Well, I went.
Can't go like that.
I don't know. All right. Cool things. 1 hour down. 1 hour to go. Coming to you live from the Apex Center here in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapso.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.